Israeli and Palestinian negotiators are set to meet in Annapolis next week. They'll try to take one step forward after many steps back. The U.S. is sponsoring the conference, and Washington is pressing both sides to compromise ahead of the meeting. The Palestinians want a total freeze on Jewish settlement building and the release of 2,000 Palestinian prisoners, but Israel is offering only a partial freeze and wants to release only 450 prisoners. All this is not cause for optimism, but NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore says optimism on resolving Middle East tensions has been scarce for some time now.
The boulevard of broken dreams of peace in the Middle East runs through Madrid, Oslo, Camp David, and now Annapolis, Maryland. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice has been back and forth in the region, trying to stitch together one more effort to resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Unlike presidential initiatives, from Eisenhower to Clinton, this one has been left by President Bush, mainly in the hands of Secretary Rice. What this peace effort does not suffer from is undue expectations. Weeks before the summit, it was not certain whether Syria and the Arab states would come. As a confidence-building measure, Israeli Premier Ehud Olmert was planning to release a few hundred Palestinian prisoners and to ease West Bank travel restrictions. But veterans of 7 years of failed peace efforts shake their heads and say, "We've been there before." And yet a few, like Brookings Institution scholar Shibli Tilhami, say, "No, the prospects are not bright, but most breakthroughs in history come unexpectedly through surprising acts of leadership." In this case, the leaders are Olmert and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. They have met. They understand what it would take to reach agreement. There are four core issues: the borders of a projected Palestinian state, security for Israel, whether Palestinian refugees can return, and whether a Palestinian state can have a capital in the eastern part of Jerusalem. But neither Olmert nor Abbas is quite free to bargain. Abbas must look over his shoulder at the militant Hamas, which now runs Gaza and opposes the recognition of Israel as a Jewish state. And Olmert is a weakened leader who must look over his shoulder at Israeli zealots who illegally establish settlements on Palestinian soil. The way to peace has long since been laid out in a document called the Roadmap, designed by a group called the Quartet: the United States, United Nations, European Union, and Russia. The makings of peace are there, but no one is taking bets on whether sufficient will exists. This is Daniel Shore.
You're listening to NPR News.